You've tuned in to The Progressive Rock Files with Jerry Lucky.
Greetings and salutations once again as we get set to launch into another hour of new progressive rock music from around the world here on podcast number 130 of the Progressive Rock Files podcast series. My name is Jerry Lucky, as the introduction said, and we're going to kick things off with something from The Gardening Club. That is the work of Martin Springett and friends, and they have kindly sent me the B-side of a recent single that they have sent out called Trickster, and we're going to check it out now.
Whisper. The brother trickster now so familiar with all the braying manipulation. Guides his partner towards the exit, having heard all he needs to hear. Heads together, they plan their leaving under the cover of sighs and shadows. Spreading their wings, the singer sings, skin to feather.
I think that's just a great B-side, and as a fan of B-sides, not sure what the A-side would be like, but I love this B-side. It's called Trickster. The artists are the Gardening Club, and that is masterminded by, as I mentioned at the outset, Martin Springett, a man who was born in the UK and then spent a lot of his musical career here in Canada. He appeared on the second EP of Heads in the Sky, and then formed the Gardening Club shortly after that. All of about, at least 8 LPs to his credit so far, and the man is continuing to make some very good music. I tend to put some of his music more in the prog folk category, and this one a little bit rockier, so looking forward to playing a few more tracks from his Mr. October album that came out way back in 2022 that we didn't have a chance to get to. That's going to be coming up in a couple of episodes, so I want to thank Martin for taking the time to stay in touch, and that track, Trickster, you can check it all out at his Bandcamp website. I'm sure it's all there. So thank you, everyone, for tuning us in once again. Always appreciate everybody taking the time out of their day to download and listen to this episode or any of the upcoming or past episodes. We like to keep about 15 to 20 episodes live at any given point in time. And so you can go back and check out some of the earlier either releases or interviews. So do that if that is what is going to get your prog heart happy. Drifting Sun came out with their 8th LP. It's called Veil. Here's a track called The Thing.
Along darkened trails across the frozen lakes, we travel towards the thing through mighty forests. Along the mountain paths, we're heading towards the thing. Time to put to rest and wait for the freeze to thaw. Put all your corals from the past, begin the quest for lands of lore. Over the rocky shores, until long fires warming, we're still waiting at the thing. Justice is drawn, metered out by the earth. The law is drawn up at the thing. Future raids, a land of fire and ice and sand, with shield and arm and axe in hand. Along darkened trails across the frozen lakes, we travel towards the thing through mighty forests. Along the mountain paths, we're We're heading towards the thing.
Thank you.
That's a track called The Thing from Veil. That is the eighth album for Drifting Sun, a band that is made up of Ralph Cardell on guitar, Pat Sanders on keyboards, basically one of the founders of the band, John Jowett from IQ and a bunch of other bands on bass, and Fudge Smith on drums, and of course Fudge known for his work with Pendragon and a host of others. Jargon is on vocals. The album was released on March 18th, and so it's hot off the presses in many respects. I really loved the structure of the songs on this album. It took me back in many ways, and if you're a fan of modern symphonic prog, well, this is definitely an album for you. Those Rick Wakeman-esque keyboard sounds and everything else. As a matter of fact, the whole song, this particular song, really reminded me of some of those early Rick Wakeman great classic tracks, and so I think that Drifting Sun have really hit a good groove here, and I wish them all the best. Veil is the title of the album, the track we listen to, The Thing.
Hi, this is Paul.
And I'm Alex from Skeptosphere.
And you're listening to the latest progressive rock news and music on the Progressive Rock Files podcast with Jerry Lucky.
Brand new album out for Isildur's Bane and Ginian Wild. The album is called Pearl of Ever-Changing Shells. We're going to listen to the track Rise, Part 1 and 2.
Thank you. try, safe in the fold, or free to fly high, holding the pages of ages, the wages of sin. Deliver us not from the flame of desire, the flowering story shall rise from the fire. Penance denied, temptation begin.
Lost in the dark, here comes the spark, imagination.
free fall begin so slow now. Open the skin, spiral and spin. It's all within.
There you have it, the epic length track Rise, Part 1 and 2 from Pearl of Ever-Changing Shells, the latest release from Isildur's Bane and Jinian Wild. Not sure if that's Jinian or Yinian. I'm not sure. I think it's Jay. In any case, the album is brand new, and it is a, well, I guess continuing in their series of collaborations that go all the way back to 2017. Isildur's Bane has always been working with other individuals, bringing new flavors, new feelings, new whatever into the mix. They spent a year crafting this particular music before bringing in English singer-songwriter Jinian. And Wild, of course, since 2007, has been the vocalist with the David Cross Band, so he brings a nice, mellow, themed feel to the music, which is always complex, heavy on orchestration, with a almost a dissonant classical feel at times, but it is definitely symphonic prog of the highest caliber, and I look forward to playing more from this album on future episodes. Listen for Pearl of Ever-Changing Shells. So let's move on now to something that is also heavily symphonic, the latest music of the Arclight Sessions, When the Truth Rings Hollow. Here's a track, Touching Earth.
Thank you. touch the earth, lead me to the place I left behind. Oh, never mind. Lived in fantasy, in a world I thought that I once knew. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me?
That is the latest from the ArcLight Sessions, their new album called When the Truth Rings Hollow. It is, of course, like so many of John Alarcon's albums, themed. The theme this time around, of course, is how elusive the idea of truth is these days. And so lyrically, that's what the album will focus on. The album, as I say, is called When the Truth Rings Hollow. The track we listened to, Touching Earth, some more great music from the ArcLight Sessions.
Hello there! If you are looking for the latest new music in the world of progressive rock, look no further. This is the Progressive Rock Files podcast with your host, Jerry Lucky. Cheers, everyone!
over the years had a chance to listen to bands from a lot of different countries, and Lithuania comes to mind as quite a hotbed of prog these days. The Skies have a brand new album out, and it is called Automatic Minds, their sixth LP. We'll listen to a couple of tracks right now, Dead End and Communication. Here are The Skies.
Yeah.
Fascinating music from the skies, a band out of Lithuania. Their latest album, Automatic Minds, is their sixth LP. It's a mix of a lot of different styles, a wide range of influences going on here, it seems to me. A little bit of progressive rock, a little bit of psychedelic, and all of it merging into kind of a space rocky feel. When I listen to these two tracks, maybe it's the vocals, but I am reminded of Earth and Fire from years ago. But there's also hints of certain periods of Eloy and Nektar that it all comes out sounding really, really good. These guys are probably the most prominent band in Lithuania. They are certainly at the top of their game. Two core members and plenty of musical guests. And the album, as I say, is called Automatic Minds. They're sixth, and I look forward to playing more in the days ahead. And that brings us to the end of this particular episode. As always, I want to thank you for joining us for the hour, but we're going to close with something brand new from the man from RavCon. Yes, multi-instrumental going on again here, an album that is musically themed, sticking with that proggy psychedelic feel. These are all instrumentals with hints of Rush here and there, and the album is a follow-up to the 2021 release called Hero. This one's called The Time Traveler, so think about it. All the things that are going to be heard on this album, we're going to play a couple of tracks, past, present, and future, and Clockwork. It's all about time travel, and we'll see you next week.
All set, Dave. Stand by for time synchronization.
No hurry. I've got all the time in the world. Past, present, and future.
We'll be right back. Show signing off.